You are about to take part in a highly unscientific personality game. It will not tell you your Myers-Briggs profile. It will not tell you whether you are earth, wind, fire, or water. It won't even color you blue, red, yellow, or green. But what it will tell you is far more powerful than any of the above. Do you dare to find out? Bob is busy watching a CMI webcast at his computer when suddenly the transmission is interrupted. The office breaks into chaos, and it's down to you, Bob. It's down to you to save the day. What solutions will you choose? Which Super Bob will you become? Still at your desk, with the office in chaos, you're approached by a member of staff. Staff gather round in a huddle. One staff member has drawn out a complex diagram to take down the Proctagons. Across the room, a different staff member suggests an alternative way to get rid of the Proctagons. The Proctagons continue their onslaught. The office is filled with panic. One member of staff screams. A staff member, wasting away from mal-learning, reaches up and pleads. You've got a plan, and during all the commotion, you take the opportunity to duck out into the nearest meeting room and get ready. You burst out of the meeting room, equipped with your new superpowers, ready to take on the Proctagons. Knowing that it kills 99% of germs, you grab the nearest Domestos bottle and hose down the invaders. The Proctagons, having no defense against the product, are finally defeated and begin to liquefy and vanish. So what's the point of all this? We are all heroes, but none of us are infallible. True power comes when we find allies that complement our skills. So recognize others for the strengths they bring and choose your allies wisely.